Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 40 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. I am coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World headquarters at my house in West Central Indiana. And today I wanted to share with you a quick little story that I found while reading the book, The Wild Card by Hope and Wade King. The Wild Card says it is seven steps to an educator's creative breakthrough. And I got into the second chapter, which is called Creative Breakthrough, or part two, I should say. And I found this one little story and wanted to share this quick little snippet out of the book because I think that there's a lot of power and potential in this one little story. And so in the beginning of this part, Hope and Wade are talking about this teacher that was kind of stuck in a rut. She's a fifth grade teacher and her name is Rebecca. And so she starts to kind of get out of her comfort zone and try some new stuff. So here's what it says. It says, then Rebecca came to observe our classes and our teaching methods and things began to change. She felt a little spark of inspiration and to her credit, she acted on it. And here we go. This is the thing that really caught my eye. One of the things that really struck her at our school was how the students and teachers ate lunch together, talking and laughing. So Rebecca took a deep breath and asked a group of fifth graders if she could share their lunch table. Which I'm thinking for me as a bit of an introvert myself, that kind of frightens me. I know whenever I go visit schools to do presentations, lunchtime is always a frightening time for me. I always joke to people, I feel like a little an eighth grader on the first day of school at a new middle school going, where am I going to sit and who am I going to talk to? So she, like it says, she took a deep breath and asked a group of fifth graders if she could share their lunch table. To her surprise, the kids were so excited by this small gesture that they almost forgot to eat. That first day, they all talked about their pets, and Rebecca learned how much compassion and empathy her students had for animals. And so I'm thinking, if this is something that, and I know a lot of teachers, especially in the elementary, do like a reward for students sometimes where they get to eat lunch with the teacher, but I'm thinking, top to bottom, littles to bigs, what if we did a little bit more of this? And it also says here that for an entire month, Rebecca would jump around to a different group of kids for an entire month every day, getting to know them. And I think this could just have enormous potential. If it's something that you haven't thought of, or maybe something that you tried a while ago that you haven't done for a while, maybe this is something that we try. And I would even venture to say, what if you do this in the high school level? And I know the high school teachers listening, some of you are probably thinking, that's not going to work, Matt. I don't know what you're thinking. But A, you never know until you ask. And you don't have to sit there through the entire lunch period. But what it also does is it shows students that you care and that you're interested in them as people. And the things that you learn sometimes are huge. Plus, it also shows the students that you're willing to go out on a limb a little bit to show them that you care about them and that you're interested in them, aside from the points you put in the grade book and the assignments that you give. So what if we gave this a shot? What if sometime this week or within the next week, we took a leap and went and sat with a group of students and just chatted about whatever. You know, you can even think ahead of time. This is what I would totally do. Think of a list of things that you could possibly talk about and have some topics like up your sleeve just in case. But if we do that, I think that the potential benefits greatly outweigh the negatives, and it could have a huge, huge impact on our relationships with students.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.